The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Walsh.
And I'm your host, Ronald Schmelzer. So we've written a lot about data scientists and data engineers, but we realized we haven't actually had a podcast dedicated to this topic. And we thought, hey, this is about the right time because we still keep hearing about this. So as artificial intelligence continues to be a focus for an increasing number of enterprises, these organizations are realizing how important it is to have the right people and skills in place. As you know, we've talked about before in our podcast, we've seen an increasing number of companies hire data scientists, and demand of data scientists is really leading to this talent crunch that we're seeing across many enterprises and organizations. You know, some things that we discussed in our previous newsletters and podcasts, in particular, listen to the podcast we've had with Steve Kuyan, NYU, on this subject. So companies are searching for and competing for increasingly scarce data scientists, and salaries and signing bonuses for these skilled data scientists are just continuing to skyrocket. So this makes us ask the question, are data scientists always needed by these organizations? Many enterprises, vendors, and startups often confuse the role or combine the roles of data scientists and data engineers. And while these different roles share some traits and skills, at the core, these are job descriptions that have two very different skill sets that are not easily interchangeable.
Yeah, so we thought it's important to talk about what is a data scientist, who is a data scientist, and who is a data engineer. So about a half decade or so ago, we saw the emergence of this data scientist position. And a large reason for this was because of the success of some major internet companies like Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Amazon. All of these companies are using data creatively. So they're not just warehousing data, but they're actually turning it into something of value. And because of this, and not surprisingly, any organization that has data of value is looking for data science and data scientists to increasingly extract more value from that information. So what exactly is and who exactly is a data scientist? Well, they have roots that are in statistical modeling and data analysis. Data scientists typically have backgrounds in advanced math and statistics, advanced analytics, and increasingly now machine learning and artificial intelligence. So the focus of the data scientists is, unsurprisingly, data science. So that's to say that they can extract useful information from a sea of data and translate business and scientific informational needs into the language of information and math. So data scientists need to be really good at statistics, probability, math, algorithms, and it helps them glean useful insights from just, you know, huge piles of information. Data scientists usually have learned programming out of necessity more than anything else so that they can run these programs and run advanced analysis on the data. And because of this, the code that data scientists have usually been tasked to write is of a minimal nature because at their core, they are not computer programmers. So basically, whatever's necessary to accomplish a data science task is what they're going to do to code. R for them is a common language that they'll use. They also work best when they're provided clean data to run advanced analytics on. So a data scientist is a scientist who creates hypotheses, run tests, and analyze the data, and then translates their results for someone else in the organization to easily understand.
So data science has been around for a while and definitely is used even now, not in the context of artificial intelligence. And I think we understand that. So we defined what a data scientist is, but what's a data engineer and who is a data engineer? Well, data scientists can't really perform their jobs without access to large volumes of clean data. And extracting, cleaning, and moving data is not really the role of a data scientist, but rather that of a data engineer. Data engineers have programming and technology expertise and have previously been involved with data integration or middleware, analytics, business data, portals, and so-called extract, transform, load, which is known as ETL operations. And so the data engineer is focused around big data and managing that big data and distributed systems and uses programming languages that we all know, like Java, Python, Scala, PHP if they need to, whatever, it's scripted languages and tools and techniques. And data engineers are the ones who take data from a wide range of systems in structured and unstructured formats and data which is not usually clean and use programming, integration, architecture, tools, and system skills to clean all this data, put it into a format and system that data scientists can then use and analyze, that they can then use to build data models that they can use in production in real time and provide value to the organization. In this way, the role of a data engineer is that of an engineer who designs, builds, and arranges data and data systems.
So we think that these are, you know, pretty good definitions for each role. And while it might seem that the roles of the data scientist and the data engineer are really different, they do share some traits and skill sets, like working with and manipulating big data sets, programming skills to apply operations to the data, data analytics skills, and just general fluency with systems operations. So there are some overlaps in skills, like we just said, but the emphasis of each role is distinct. And at the end of the day, not really interchangeable. So this is important for companies to understand because when interviewing and hiring data scientists and data engineers, you need to make sure that you're asking the right questions and seeing the right skills from your candidate.
Right. So exactly. Are you asking your data scientists to spend most of their time doing data engineering, right? Is that what you're asking them to do? They're very expensive to do that. Are you demanding more of your data science capabilities from your data engineers that have that experience? So you're asking them to do big math, like, okay, well, great. Now you just extracted all this data, terabytes, petabytes of information. Now go in there and find the trend. And they're like, okay, well, first I got to figure out how trend analysis works, right? That's kind of tough, you know, for both roles. And, you know, there may be that role that combines the two, right? Are you confusing the job candidates and asking them engineering questions in an interview or for a data science position or a data science questions in an interview for what's really a data engineering job? So we think mixing these roles can be actually detrimental to your success, to your organization's success with the machine learning or a data science initiative. Data scientists who are pushed to do engineering roles without the background skills or aptitude can misconfigure systems or misuse technology or write programs that are inefficient, costly, or waste time, or choose the wrong tools. You know, specialization is actually important. It's a good thing. You know, this is why doctors perform checkups or actually nurse assistants do certain things and phlebotomists draw blood. This is why you have orthodontists that put braces on your teeth and you have dentists that, you know, go in and actually check your teeth. I mean, that's why there are specialties, right? You know, it's possible for a doctor to draw your blood and a phlebotomist to understand lab results, but, you know, you don't really want to risk your comfort and health that way. And certainly they're not paid the same. So this goes the same for your organization.
So another important question that we get asked a lot and think that it's important to bring up is where exactly does the data scientist fit in organizations? So we've seen that most organizations need both data scientists and data engineering roles if they're trying to address problems that require, you know, data science solutions. And as we've just outlined, these roles are not really interchangeable, and you can't and shouldn't try to seek some, you know, magical data scientist engineering unicorn. So for most organizations, it makes sense to have more data engineers than data scientists. Why? Because data scientists operate best with large volumes of clean data. But getting that clean data from many different systems and, you know, different formats, that takes, you know, work of multiple full-time engineers to do. So it just takes more work to move and clean data than it does to conceptualize data models and run analyses against that data set.
So we've also seen that organizational reporting structure for the data scientist is different and sometimes incorrect in most organizations. So a lot of times, or many times, we see that the data scientist roles are in the technical part of the organization, the IT organization. They report all the way up to the CIO, for example, right? Or sometimes a CTO, you know? But that doesn't really make sense because the data scientist isn't usually asking technology-specific, implementation-specific questions and data analyses. Sometimes they are. It could be that, like, let's say you're running a company like Twitter and you're trying to do the data scientist to understand tweeting trends or basically to help with different aspects of the technology angle. Like, okay, well, you know, what are these trends to minimize downtime or to maximize some technology part of the organization? But a lot of times the questions are really business questions. If you're asking your data scientist to help you understand analytics for advertising purposes, they probably should not be reporting to the CIO, right? Right. So the data scientist isn't usually asking technology-specific, implementation-specific questions. And so often, challenges that the data scientists face are line of business-specific. You know, as such, we think that data scientists should report to the strategic decision-making parts of the business, what we call the line of business, that represents the specific lines of business that the data scientist is assisting. So, you know, as the talent gap for data scientists continue to widen, you know, we think no doubt that we're going to see new tools that emerge to help the data scientists. So in this context where we just talked about the two different kinds of data scientists in the IT organization, data scientists in the line of business, the reason why we mention this now is because there's been this discussion of the so-called citizen data scientists, which you may start to hear about when you first heard, like, what do you mean citizen data scientist? What they mean is that it's a data scientist who is not raised in technology, who doesn't come from the technology origins. They worked in banking in the fraud analysis department, or they were in insurance in the claims risk management department, or they're in the government in some sort of procurement role, right? These are people who are doing data science and AI now. They're not all of a sudden going to be like, okay, now I got to change and go to the IT part of the organization. They're still going to report to that so-called citizen data scientists. But there's something weird happening in the vendor landscape because these tools that are for these citizen data scientists are going to be created out of necessity to allow non-technical people, business people, to run tests and analyze data. And so we believe that these strategic business managers will begin to learn data scientists without ever needing or wanting to program or become a data integration or a middleware person. And so traditional data scientists can still be needing to run very complex analysis of data, but for the most part, a lot of this analysis will fall more to the business side, and hopefully the tools will become increasingly easy to use. But of course, we see vendors who are like big data vendors who have workbenches and tools that are really meant for the IT part of the organization saying, okay, we're going to put a little data science here. But as earlier, we think they're catering to the data engineer and things that the data engineer should do and putting data scientists in the mix. So we still have yet to see which tool or technology become the dominant one for the machine learning and data scientists in the enterprise, but we're clearly paying a lot of attention to that.
Yeah. And like Ron said, you know, sometimes the vendors are muddying the roles, which then doesn't make it easy for organizations to figure out, one, exactly what the data scientist should be doing, and then two, where it falls in the line of business. So that's why we thought this was a really important podcast to bring up and kind of, you know, define each role, show how, yes, they do have some similarities, but overall, not really. I mean, you know, data scientists don't go and get an undergraduate degree in computer programming. They're probably getting an undergraduate degree in math or something like that. Which, yeah, you know, you can say, okay, well, a developer needs to have strong math skills, but not quite like a data scientist. So that's why we think that it's important that, you know, we define these roles. We say that we think that it should really fall more within a line of business in an organization. So listeners, as always, we hope that you enjoyed this podcast. And thanks for listening. And we'll catch you at the next episode.
This podcast is sponsored by
Fiverr.com. Fiverr is a marketplace for creative and digital freelance services. And in fact, I use Fiverr for quite a lot of the things that we do here at Cognolytica and AI Today, including the editing of this podcast, the generation of transcripts, and more. I definitely encourage you to take a look at using Fiverr for your creative and digital needs today. And I have a special offer for you today. Use the promo code AI Today for 15% off your first purchase on Fiverr.com. Offer valid until December 31st, 2018.
And that's a wrap for today. To download this episode, find additional episodes and transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter, and more, please visit our website at Cognolytica.com. Join the discussion in between podcasts on the AI Today Facebook group, and make sure to join the Cognolytica Facebook page for updates on this and future podcasts. Also, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, Google Play, and elsewhere to get notified of future episodes.
Want to support this podcast and get your message out to our listeners? Then become a sponsor. We offer significant benefits for AI Today sponsors, including promotion in the podcast and landing page, and opportunities to be a guest on the AI Today show. For more information on sponsorship, visit the Cognolytica website and click on the podcast link.
This sound recording and its contents is copyright 2018 by Cognolytica. All rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.